Women's Shir Chayvus Halvavus Sunday Shir Cheshbon HaNefesh, and today is Hey Teves Sunday, Hey Teves, December 8th, Hey Teves Shir Cheshbon HaNefesh Sunday afternoon Women's Shir. Okay, so we're learning Chayvus Halvavus Shir Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're in the middle, or towards the end, perhaps, of the ninth Cheshbon, which is about, and he segued into Tefillah. The point of the ninth Cheshbon was to do, when you're doing mitzvahs, do it in the best possible way. Don't try to cut corners, and do it b'shleimus, and think how you do it, and think how you would practice if you had to make a speech in front of a melech, and you had to present something, or you wanted to ask him for something, or just in the service of a king, you would do your best, you would prepare, you would think what you're going to wear, and he says, so when you do mitzvahs, do it in the best possible way. Then he says he categorizes mitzvahs in three categories. One is Chovos Halvavos, pure, like Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. One is a combination of the two, and the third, which is at the very end of this Cheshbon, which we'll see today, Mitzvah Hashem, is things that are purely Chovos HaEvarim. But again, I hasten to say that nothing really is purely Chovos HaEvarim, because especially he gives us an example of sitting in a sukkah or wearing tefillin, and I think we know that, his point is your yotze, and he's talking about, fulfilling the commandment. But certainly the benefit of the mitzvah, the sukkah, it says in the Torah, if there's no mind there, if there's no heart, if you're not thinking about anything, if there's no kavana, you're missing out on the whole effect that the mitzvah is supposed to have on you. But he means just to be yotze, because he's talking about doing the mitzvah and doing what you're supposed to do, your obligation. So in the middle category, he segues into tefillah, and he gives a whole lesson about tefillah. Because tefillah is this example where if you think the words of tefillah, you're not yotze. So it's evarim, but he says, he famously says, that tefillah without kavanah is like a guf b'li neshama, like a shell without having any fruit. So it's that combination. And we're really in the middle of his talking about tefillah, and I'll just go over the five things that he says are the themes of tefillah. He says the themes of tefillah, there are five things to benefit from tefillah, five things you're supposed to accomplish through tefillah. And Hashem set up this system. He's going to talk about it a little. In a few moments, we'll learn what he says about why Hashem set up this way that we actually daven to Him. But what are the five benefits of tefillah? What are we supposed to accomplish without tefillah? So he gives a list of five things. He doesn't make it as a list, even though the Chayyus Halavos is famous for his lists. He doesn't present it as a list. I'm presenting it as a list. He just says it in his talking about tefillah. But he clearly says five aspects of what tefillah is supposed to benefit for us as we daven. One is to feel close to Hashem, to feel that Hashem is part of our lives, Hashem is our father, our mother, cares about us, is involved in our lives. We want to be close to Him, we talk to Him. That's number one. The second one was kenia, where we're humbled before Hashem, meaning we understand that we owe everything to Him, and there's nothing that we can do for Him, and He does everything for us. And this is what he talks about at great, great length. Well, not great, great length, but the whole Shara Kenia is about that. That follows Shara HaBitachon. Shara Kenia is humility, but humility doesn't really capture the essence of the hergish. It's ben odom la mokom, and it's a feeling of nothingness, really, that because you but not nothingness in a emotionally sick state, which the Chazalovas happens to say in his Hakdama to the Shaar HaKniya. He says someone who feels like they're nothing, just stamazoi, without connecting it to Hashem, is a sick individual and needs mental health. He needs a refuah. Something's wrong with his mental health. But we do practice kniya. We are nichna to Hashem, and what it means is really that we're nothing. We're nothing without Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. It's not us, and that's our service of Hashem, is to acknowledge that. That's the real avdus Hashem, is to acknowledge that fact. That's number two. Number three is talking about the gadlus Hashem, talking about how our Hashem is akel hagadol hagibor v'hanora and mechaye mesim brachamim rabim somech noflim v'rofei cholim umatir asurim matochonim lodum das. Right, everything we say, whether it's Pesukei Zimra and Ashrei and the Halalukas, it's to be overwhelmed with the gadlus of Hashem. Number four in tefillah is to express gratitude to Hashem. Shevach v'hodo'o. To express gratitude for what Hashem. And as kniya was just the realization that everything is from Hashem. But we have an obligation, and this is what I said many times, the malachim do that a whole day. That's what you do. You praise Hashem. You thank Hashem. Hodem anachnu loch. Right, and we say Shiru Shvacha, Alel V'Zimro, Ozemem Shalom, Netzach, Dula Bura, Tulot Seferis. I don't want to make anybody feel bad, but each of these words have a meaning. We're supposed to really, we have a whole lifetime, it's okay. No rush, I don't have to do it all tomorrow, or today by Mincha. But at some point, you're supposed to think about what all these words mean and how these different aspects of expressing gratitude to Hashem, that's the fourth thing. And the fifth thing is indeed to express bitachon. Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha. That's where the request comes in. You know, Hashem, let's say you say, Ato chonen. And he says, tefillah is a mixture. Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, brilliantly wove into our tefillos, whether it's Pesukei Dezimra, Shemoneh Esrei, Birchos Kriya Shema, they brilliantly wove in these five themes throughout the tefillah. And as you can imagine, one plays off against the other. Like, nothing is in a vacuum. The more you think about the Godless Hashem, the more nichna you'll be, and the more you'll be inspired to praise Hashem, and the more you'll realize that you have to ask Hashem for everything in our lives, and then the more you'll want to be close, and you'll develop Avos Hashem, because He gives us so much, and He's there for us. So everything plays against the other, but these are the five themes of Tefillah, the Chavis Holdova says, that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola brilliantly, he says, like, wove into the Tefillah. Because it would be up to us. People say, "Hey, I'm going davening on my own. Why don't I say anything? Davening every day, three times a day. Wouldn't it be better if I?" No, it wouldn't be better. Says the Chavis Halvavos. It would be good for a day, maybe, because we think of tefillah only as requesting something from Hashem. So the first day, "Oh Hashem, you got to give me, please give me." By the second or third day already, we're like, and we missed out on all the other things, which wouldn't even occur to us. So he says, you stick with what Chazal, Anshei Knesset HaGedola really, Nevi'im, right? Some of the Chag Yizkariah Malachi with Nevi'im. And they knew what they were doing, and they teach us how to daven. And this is what davening means. Davening means going in front of the Melech, you're Omed Lefnei HaMelech, and we're talking about these five themes. Okay, we're up to, really, in the middle of this. Ulafi, I don't know, ladies, if you're either following inside and you have a bookmark or something, or you're not, and you're just being entertained by me. Ulafi shehaya kaved al hanefesh, because it would be too heavy. Lizgar kol zeh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's my flashcards? And then we would end up thinking about, we would end up trying to remember what was that fourth thing again? I'm like, hey, you're supposed to be davening. So it's too hard. B'li chibur v'seder, we wouldn't know how to be mesader our words to Hashem and what to say and how to talk about these themes. And remember, you have to, these are not themes that you say. These are themes that you think. These are themes that are chovos halavonos. These are themes that you have to feel. You're not doing anybody any good if you just say hakel hagadol hagibor banara and you don't feel that way. So they picked, because tefillah ultimately boils down to request, that's how we think of tefillah. So they picked the things that people, that most people need. So that's like the focal point, and then they built around that. These are the things that we're missing, that we must, our needs. And therefore we're nichna, because we can't manage anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim inyonei ha-tfilah al seder v'tikun. And presto, that's the siddur. Sidur tfilah. That's the Shemona Esrei. Shetekabel bo ha-nefesh p'nei bora'a. That the nefesh is bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo tevosh v'hisnaplo. And is not embarrassed to say I'm nothing, I am nothing. You know, everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeroa mimeno besidra me'inyonei atfila beliba hakniya v'hashiflus lalokim. These five themes are anyway. They're avodas Hashem, and Chavis Alvobus is telling us a tremendous secret here. That these five things I will call number one avas Hashem. Really, the desire to be close to Hashem. And to have Hashem as part of our lives, and so on and so forth. And the idea of kniya, that we realize that we have no kochi v'otzim yodi whatsoever, everything is from Hashem. And being mahalel, like a malach, praising Hashem, and expressing gratitude to Hashem, and then asking Hashem for what we need in the sense of hashleich al Hashem yahavcha, that we rely on Hashem to provide us everything. The Chavis HaVodos is telling us a major, major secret here. That these five major areas of Avodas Hashem can be developed through tefillah. Tefillah has these themes, and if we daven and we pay attention to the words, and we learn the Pirush HaMilos, and we, Pirush HaMilos is like kid stuff. You realize the theme being expressed when you say Atachone Lodam Das. It's not just what the words mean, but then you're like, whoa, like, you know, I owe my intelligence to Hashem. I owe my sanity to Hashem. Everything is provided, it's powered by Hashem, is granted by Hashem. So, you will feel shafel, and you will be nispol from Godless Hashem, and it all ties together. When do you think about all of these things, you'll want to know? The kids are crying, supper's burning. Maybe Yom Kippur, if I go to shul. The answer is, I don't know. Pick one theme every day. This way you won't get bored. Pick one theme every day, and you'll see it in the tefillah, because, again, everything's interwoven. So one day, say, today, my avodas ha-tefillah, and there's always an undercurrent of a base of Pirush HaMilos, but my theme in what I'm being shofeich nafshi is not so much Hashem, give me this, give me that, but it's Avos Hashem. Today I just want to feel close to Hashem. He's my Father, and I'm going to Him for my needs. And all the brachos and all the bakashos and all the requests become just a way that I am bonding with Hashem, and I want to be part of this power's horizon. I want to be there in his reality. I want to be part of his reality, and I want him to allow me to be, I want him to allow me to be part of his reality, and I certainly want him to be part of my reality. Whatever reality we don't have really objective reality. We only have subjective reality. Okay, so that's it. Lufi shehaisa. So we wouldn't know what to do. So they were masakein tefillah. Now he's going to explain why you have to say tefillah. This is so beautiful, Rabbi Munowitz. You expressed it so brilliantly. Thank you. Why do we have to say words for? Can we like think these thoughts? You think these are such sublime thoughts, beautiful thoughts. So the Chavos HaLavos now tells us, you're kidding yourself. When you start thinking and you don't say words, it's like you open a faucet and everything comes out. And every few seconds, we're all ADD, he says. We can't, our thoughts, and then all of a sudden we're thinking about what we have to make for supper that night, and all of a sudden we're thinking what we have to do, and like once it's in the realm of thought, it's like a runaway, he says it's a runaway, you can't control your thoughts. People's thoughts, they're always thinking, you can't control your thoughts, very, very hard. Well, the fish is a machsheves halev mishapeches, because your thoughts, Mishapeches harbe, ve'ein lo kayoma lemehirus. It's all. I think we're all ADD, ADHD. We have an attention span of a few seconds. We can think about something. Once you have to think about something more than that, focus on Hashem's godless. 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Then, like you're off. You're off in the bank. You're off with the, who's going to take care of your kids? What's it, you know? It would be a Herculean task, an impossible task, to daven just with thought. Even though everything we said up till now, davening without kavanah is gufli neshama, it's a shell without the fruit. Everything is, all the five things are not things you have to say, they're things you have to feel. And you feel them by thinking about them. You know, the truth is most of us, not most of you, you're wonderful, but all the people that are not in this room, you know, you thought, do I really feel that way about Hashem? And maybe if we're honest, maybe we say, because the hardest thing is that Hashem is a mative. It's very hard. That's why I have to learn Shara HaBechina, which he puts second in the Chodesh HaLavos, because so much is based on Hashem being a mative. And you say, well, I don't know, you know, because we don't think about that we're breathing and thinking and talking and all this, and gravity and sneezing and everything. So yeah, Hashem is pretty good, you know, but, I don't know, the dollar went down and the prices went up. He's good, he's not that good, Chas V'Shalom, right? So we don't develop, I think that's a major obstacle, that we don't have a keenly developed sense of how Hashem is only does tov. It's very hard, especially because life always has difficulties, and that's what he writes in the Hakdama LeShaar HaBechina. He writes that life has all the problems of life. He didn't run away from them, the Chavos HaLavos. He was no fool. He knows what life is. And he said, so we start thinking, you know, Hashem is pretty good, you know, most of the time. But he says, but if you learn Shara Bechina, we're overwhelmed with Hashem's goodness. And then we see that, and then we're zoichet to see when things are not what we call good, they're also good. We just had in the parasha, Yaakov Avinu said, Ma'at V'royim, right? He had a tough life, right? He didn't have an easy life. He ran away. He listened to Rivka, and bam, he had to run away from Esav for 20 some odd years. And then he had Esav to contend with, and then he had Dina to contend with, and then he had Yosef to contend with. And, you know, Ma'at V'royim, and well, Hashem says, what? How dare you? The Medrash was Rashi. How do you talk like that? We don't even understand what the Tainan him was. That's a pretty good description.
pretty good description. We can't really talk about Yaakov Avinu. It's absurd and ludicrous, because anything we say Yaakov Avinu, I can't even talk about the Avos. It's like, it's absurd to talk about. But you see that there was a taina on him. What was going on in his mind? We shouldn't be so foolish as to think it's the way we would be thinking. Very far from the way we would be thinking. Anyway, but the machshava, it's always flipping. So if we just davened in thought, we wouldn't get very far, because the thought would be constantly flying all over the place. Tignu osom rabosenu, that's Tanchik Nesosak, Deilu Zichonim Levracha. B'milim l'sukanos, that's why there's a sitter. There are words that they told us, say these words. And these words, now you know the answer. People say, why do we have to daven the same words every day, three times a day? It's so boring. Can't we just emote? And the answer is, there is so much in tefillah that you could study tefillah for the rest of our lives, and then just study tefillah, and just so many sforim on tefillah, and the beauty of the words and the themes of the Chayvus Halvavos. Each theme could take you at least a year to just scratch the surface of, and to really feel, and to think of examples, and to think, do I really feel that way? And these are it's all buried treasure in the words, and therefore you should say the words. Yisadim ha'odim b'lashono m'pnei sheves ha'nefesh holeches achar ha'maymar v'nimsheches al hadibur. This is a very important sentence. This is one of these sentences I say you got to cut out and put it on your refrigerator. This is a Chayvus Halvavos statement that is so attuned to the human psyche. Listen what he says. Now, if I tell you, I want you every day at 12 o'clock, I want you to say, I love you, Hashem. So the first time you do it, first of all, you're going to make sure no one's listening. That's for sure. You should always make sure no one's listening. You should always make sure no one's listening, for many reasons. To say, I love you, Hashem. The Chayvus Halvavos says, you say that enough times, you will start loving Hashem. You say it, listen to these words. These are brilliant words. Machsheves ha-nefesh holeches achar ha-maimar. I think it even in psychology, it's even called something. Auto-suggestion? Maybe auto-suggestion? You say something, and you say enough times, I love you, Hashem. Or I believe you are there. And you say that every day. Hashem, I believe you are there. And it works. That's what he said. This is such an important sentence. Machsheves ha-nefesh holeches acher ha-maimar. It follows your speech. V'nimsheches al hadibur. So that's v'nimsheches al hadibur, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Not automatically. You have to work on it, but it brings it into reality. So first of all, he said, we would never. He's saying a lot of things. He's throwing a lot of things at us, because he doesn't list them. So it's a little mavulbal. First of all, if davening wouldn't involve talking, it would just be machshava. So we wouldn't... First of all, he said, we needed chazal to make up the nusach tefillah. V'anshei knesses ha'gedola. If not chazal, that's heavier, deeper, earlier, more connected to the Eibishter. It's Nevi'im and the beginning of the Tanoim. Right? You say chazal... It is Chazal, but it's very very primary. So they made up the themes, and we would never come to the themes. That's point one. Point two is you have to say the words, because first of all, the machshav is always flipping, and it's not real, and it doesn't settle. That's his point now. Machshav is hanefesh olechas acher hamaymar, but imsheches al hadibur. And they knew, they understood the human human psychology, human physiology, human. That's the way it goes. You say something, and it's auto suggestion. It becomes true. You make it real. You make it real. Like this, you know. I want to think I love Hashem. It's cheap. It's cheap, and it's very hard to really think it and make it a reality. And but you say the word. It's magic, and that's why we're ashamed to say the words, even if no one's around. You score them because all of a sudden it's real, and you feel like a hypocrite. You say it's not true. See, you can think 1,000 times, "I love you, Hashem," and if it's not true, no sweat, no problem. If you say it and it's not true, you feel, you cringe. You cringe. I'm like, it's not true. How can I say it? So you work on it, and you want to make it true. But if you say, that's not what he's saying here. This is what I think is part of why it's true that Machshavas HaNefesh Olechas Achar HaMaimer V'Nimsheches Al HaDibur. Because if you keep saying it, you need it to be true. Because you don't want to feel like a hypocrite. People don't, they want to feel like they're MS people. Most people. All normal people want to feel emistic. So you say it, and you make sure it's true. And you see, you cringe. You're embarrassed. That's what he said. He said last 2 weeks ago, we learned, he said, like, don't you feel embarrassed to say you, the Rotzon Nimrei Fiv, Yehegon Libi Lefanecha, if there was no Hegyon Libi? That's right, remember? What Hegyon Libi, Hashem says? I didn't hear no Hegyon Libi. And you're saying it, Hegyon Libi, and it's not even true. Okay, we continue. This is a very powerful sentence, and it's a very famous point of the Chodesh HaLevavos. And it's buried here in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh number 9, in the middle of his rant about tefillah. Machshevas HaNefesh Holechas Acher HaMaimer. You say, I believe in you, Hashem. I think you're out there. I know you're out there. I love you. I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. You got to expand this. It's not, I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. I wish there was a Beis HaMikdash. I want Mashiach to come. We want Mashiach now. But you say it, and it has an effect. That's what the Chodesh HaLevavos is telling us. Because to think it is not real, and it's cheap, and it's immediately replaced with whatever other machshava is next online in the. V'hoysa tefila. Okay, now he makes another point. This is like this. It's so funny. Like, you can make a whole classes and classes on tefillah, just extracting what the Chodesh HaLevavos talks about tefillah almost casually in his second of three categories, and the Cheshbon number 9 has nothing to do with tefillah. I mean, not directly, right? It's do mitzvahs as perfectly as you can. And there's three types of mitzvahs. Evarim, a combination. Levavos, a combination, and Evarim. And a combination, Lamashal Tefillah. And he talks about Tefillah. He gives us treasure out of nowhere. He just throws it in. V'hoysa Tefillah milos ve'inyonim. Listen to what he says. Tefillah consists of words and ideas. Milos is the words of the tefillah and the teichen, the ideas of the tefillah. V'hamilos tzrichin elohinyan. The words would be totally meaningless without the teichen, without the ideas. Right? It would be an empty shell, a guftali neshama. V'inyan ein tzorech al hadibur. I mean, he just said how important it is to say it, but he wants you to know that when push comes to shove, the main thing is, of course, the machshava. The machshava, I mean, it needs it in the sense that we talked about, because your machshavas are always flipping around, and the machshava will make it more real. But he wants you to understand the hierarchy here. The words are meaningless without the tochen. The tochen is not meaningless without the words. It just won't last, or it won't stick, or it won't be real, or it'll be cheapened, or whatever, however you want to understand it. But he says, and that's why he's going to give examples where a person could daven belave if push comes to shove, and he can't say the dibur for whatever reason. Asher hu ikar kavanosenu v'olov mishon megamosenu. That's what we're working on. You know, you're working on your kavana and tefila. The truth is, you have to work on making sure that you're saying all the words properly. That's also necessary, of course. But he says the main thing is the machshava. Halo tira mashomer rabbeinu zechonim lebracha b'sash hadchak. Bal keri mahara belibo. That's in the earlier times when people, men always went to the mikvah. So mahara belibo, if he's a bal keri and he hadn't yet gone to the mikvah, there was a din really he can't say the words of the tefillah. We paskin that that became potel. Nowadays, most say that, almost all. But mahara belibo veinam avarech lo lefanev lo lachreo. That's his main point, is he doesn't make brachas, he doesn't say the words, but he's mahara belibo. He thinks, believe. V'itiru lekatzer binyonei atfila b'tfila katzara. Sometimes we find that you can shorten the tfila, either if a person realizes he's a balkari in the middle of tfila, there's a way of shortening each bracha. Sometimes there's something called tfilas havineinu, which is a short version of Shmona Esrei. He's just saying, you see, the ilu hoyu hamilim ikar atfila lohoyu mutalona lekatzam b'shem panim. No, it doesn't say anywhere b'shas atchak, so you can leave off one parasha of the tefillin. You know, it doesn't say that anywhere. B'shas atchak, so you can do dalad minim with gimel minim. B'shas atchak, so even if your sukkah is more sun than shade, so you sit in there anyway. But here it says when push comes to shove, so you leave off the dibur and you get by with the machshava, because if that's all you have, if that's all you're able to do. And remember, the time of Chazal, if you couldn't have proper kavanah, you were potter from tefillah. That's like a basic halacha. I come down off a plane, you know, now we run into Meyerv, and we think a man like runs to Meyerv, he comes off a plane trip, he comes in from the airport, runs into shul and davens Meyerv, he thinks he's a big tzaddik. In the Gemara, they wouldn't daven for 2 days. Gotta calm down, I have to collect my thoughts, I have to be ready, then I have to stand in front of Hashem and talk to him with the proper respect, with the proper kavana, thinking the right thoughts. I just came from a business trip. I'm all over the place. So unfortunately, the halacha is a sad reality that says you're not going to have kavana anyway. Might as well daven. That's codified. That's in Mishnah Berurah. That's in Shulchan Aruch. It's very sad. It shouldn't make us feel good. A guy comes off a plane and runs into shul. We should feel. I mean, you know, you should feel sad, not glad. I mean, so to speak. We're showing that we're loyal, and we're showing that we're frum, and we're showing that we know what we need to do, but it's sad because we're not better than Chazal's time, where they said they're not ready to daven for 2-3 days. And they would be technically potter, mamish potter from tefillah, because we can't concentrate. And we say, I don't know. You know, like there's a Gemara that says, when Rebbe, Kikoi Rebbe behind the Sechta, of the Shaila Masechta Achriti. When Rebbe was learning one Masechta, don't come over and ask him a Shaila in another Masechta. Because his mind is not there. You go, Rebbe, you come over to me or anything, ask me anything you want, I don't mind. That's a joke. Shaila is, we're not really anywhere. When you're not really anywhere, you could be everywhere. Rebbe was really learning. So he was in Bava Kama, and he was, you know, don't ask me about Bava Basra now. I'm living in Bava Kama. We talk, the cell phone rings, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Ask me anything you want. You know, we're not there. When you're not there, you can be everywhere. It's not a mila. It's a chisar, and it's not a mila that we can beat Rebbe at his own game. It's sad. Anyway, so Alkane, therefore. Okay, now. Instructions. You're getting up to daven Shmona Esrei. See, I'm going to run out of here at 1 o'clock. I'm going to daven Shmona Esrei. Please don't think badly of me. I'm going to do the best I can. What can I do? Al kein, therefore, because the machshava is the ikar,
Takein ochi inyan tfiloscha belibcha. Work on your lave before you start talking. The Chafetz Chaim says, it is regular good old Chafetz Chaim. It's in the, if you have the Sefer, Chafetz Chaim Ishmeiros Haloshon, so there's a section, there's a one page, so maybe some printings leave it out. There's one page, one measly page about davening. And he says, don't think we're in a rush, so this is very hot. Don't think about what you're saying as you're saying it. By then it's too late. Before you start Rafa'enu, stop. This is what Chafetz Chaim says. It's one page. And he spells out each bracha. Before you say Rafa'enu, stop and think about how your health is totally in Hashem's hands, and people are sick, need a refuah, and only Hashem can be merapi them. And after you've and you're there, then you say Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafay. Then say it. And he says, and the next bracha, and the next bracha, and he goes through every single bracha. It's like one page. We printed it up once in the shul. We gave it out, a handout. Like that. Before every bracha, stop beforehand. You know, you're supposed to. We don't do it. We don't have time. We're supposed to think of the Yehovah V'Yiyah when we say Hashem's name, or Adnus Hashem is the Adon Kol. At least, right? The Kree Hashem's name. When we say it. As it's, you know, Aleph Dalet, we say it, and we're supposed to think he's the Adon Kol, and Yud Kei Vav Kei, so we Paskin, we only have to think about Aleph Dalet, but maybe during Kriyashma, you're supposed to think of HaYehoveh V'Yiyah also, etc., etc., etc. That's in the Halachas. So when do you know to think about it? Not when you're saying it. That's too late. Too late. Before you say it, you think Hashem is the Adon Kol, and you say, you know, Baruch atah Adonai lamdeni chukecha. You know, you think about it before what you're about to say, and when you say Baruch atah Adonai lamdeni chukecha. That's a pasuk, by the way, in case anybody is shocked. If you ever have to, I tell people they have to practice saying Hashem's name. I don't know about women. The men, too many men do not say Hashem's name properly. And they say either Adonai or Adonai. So you're shocked. Good, you're shocked. In the first case I said it with a chirik under the Dalet, and in the second case I said it with a shva under the Dalet. And that's not Hashem's name. Hashem's name is I'm an American, I'll say a cholem. But I'll accept cholem. We'll accept cholem or cholem. Both acceptable. But not a chirik, it's not Adonai. And a lot of people say that, and a lot of people say Adonai. I hear it when they daven for the Yomud. It's a problem. So I tell them to practice. How do you practice saying Hashem's name? So the truth is, Al Pi Din, you can just say Hashem's name over and over and over. Just like you could say it with kids in Cheder, in first grade, in kindergarten. You just say Hashem's name. You don't have to worry about Shem Shemayim Levatola. An adult is not going to do it. I don't want to feel like a first grader, you know. So at least you have this pasuk to help you. Just say this pasuk over and over, 50 times. Get a tape recorder, put it on, say over this pasuk, and then listen back and see how you're saying Hashem's name, if you're saying it with a cholim or not. Okay. Oy or O are two ways of saying a cholim. I'm saying, you know, in Europe they said cholim. In Europe, actually, a lot of people, my father, Olav HaSholem, they said a chaylim like A, but not by Hashem's name. But they would say, Lador Vador, let's say. They would say, Lader, Lader. They said it more like a tzere. The real old literature people. What? Yeah. But you can't do that with Hashem's name. With Hashem's name, because it's a dialect. It's not really the way to pronounce the word. It's just a dialect develops. And the halacha doesn't care so much. You'd be Yotze Kriyashma. Probably if you say El Mitzvei Sai, it's a dialect, and it's acceptable dialect. It's not acceptable in Hashem's name. But my father, Olav HaSholem, he said it Tzeiri, like a real Litvish Yid, and he said it Tzeiri, but in Hashem's name he didn't say it Tzeiri.
Just like there are many Sfaradim who, I don't know if there's many, but there are a number of Sfaradim who are makbid not to say the patach, or the last syllable now. I'm not talking about the chaylim now, I'm talking about the komatz, noi. And, you know, the Sfaradim say nai, most of them. Right? I'm not going to say the whole word, they say nai. Right, but the truth is, it's a komatz cotton. It's not, and it really should be noi for them also. But I'll let them ask their paiskim. But the Mizrahi Olam, I don't know. Like, what business are they of saying? At least in Hashem's name, you want to just pronounce words that way. That's fine. Okay, I'm getting off the subject. I lost my first member when I became a rabbi of the shul over this issue. Someone was making, I was a rabbi here probably 6 months, and the guy was making a bar mitzvah, and his kid went to a school that taught them the Sfaradic Havara, and he wanted a lane of the Sfaradic Havara. So I didn't know what to do, because it's not really the shul's minog, but a kid bar mitzvah, you know, this and that. So I said, I consulted some paiskim in Eretz Yisrael, and so they told me, let him lane, but Hashem's name, he can't, Hashem's name, and he has to say it, oi. And to this day, he didn't want. I said, it says Hashem's name like 16 times. Come on. No. Son's going to feel bad, he's going to feel this, he's going to feel that. So he left the shul, and he was a mitzvah in his shul, and he left the shul. I told him, my parting shot was, you've given your kids some great bar mitzvah lesson here. You don't like what the rabbi says, you go to a different shul. That's all. That's the lesson you've taught. That's your bar mitzvah present to your son. You don't like what the rabbi says, you go to a different shul. You see, it still bothers me. I'm still traumatized by it. What? You want to know who it is?
I said, I hope he is.
He's a wonderful person. He's a wonderful person. It was a Michigan. I'm sorry. I don't want to get into parenting. It has to get into parenting. This has to do with parenting. He was like, so, oh, my son's going to feel so bad. And I should have spoken to his son. I probably had more psycho than he did. Should have spoken to his son. His son would have said, no problem, pops. But I didn't. I went to the father. Oh, my son, how can you do this to him? He's going to be, you know? Anyway, how do I get on to this? But this is a very powerful Chavetz Chaim. If you look at your Shmiras Haloshos, if you have the Sefer, most of them have that page. I don't know. Maybe most of them don't. I don't really know. Some of them have that page, and he says, before you talk, think. That's what he says. Al kein takin achi in yon tfilascha belibcha v'hashveyu im diburecha. I mean, it's not nice to watch people davening Shmoneh Esrei. Women are better than men, I gotta tell you. But I'm not just saying that because you're women. They're smelling, they're turning, they're itching, they're sneezing. They're doing 101 things. Because they're bored. It's very sad. They're bored. And then their kids are bored. Because they don't... You have to learn tefillah. Really? I tried once. I tried to get a chabura going and learning parish tefillah. And the parish of the words are like kid stuff. It's like baby food. It's nothing. But at least that. And then you graduate and you just sublime ideas. Such beautiful ideas. Such deep ideas. And then there's a trick, like you have to, because you can't start thinking about the ideas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, because, like the Chazal says, because you start off with a firm thought, and you end up in the kitchen, what's for supper tonight? Or the men are ending up, what have they do tomorrow? You know, the next time they go out with the car, well, the errands they have to run. Because the mind, Chazal says, the mind is ADD. The mind is just flips, the mehirus flips to the next segment, what do they call it in the computer? Slideshow. Like a slideshow. It's on flipping images. You can't control your mind. It's very, very hard. So, it's a whole avoda. You know, we can close up the whole shul and just learn about tefillah. Really, you have to learn what the words mean, then you learn the sublime ideas, the beautiful ideas. So many Sfarim, Rav Schwab on Tefillah. I mean, anybody have that Sefer? Rav Schwab on Tefillah. It's an amazing, amazing Sefer. If you can get hold of it, it's in English. It's just beautiful. And but then you have to like incorporate it into the words. It's hard. Because you can't start thinking about it during Shemone Esrei. So either you think about it before, and then the words will like automatically mean that. Like, you have to let it like just wash over you without thinking, you know, but you have to think to get the words to mean that to you. It's hard. Everything in life is hard. Whatever your professions are, if you have professions, or anything we do is hard. Everything we had to learn. But so we don't think of tefillah as some, you know, this is what the Chazal lovers are screaming in the whole Sefer. We have to think of Avodas Hashem as something we have to learn. I have to go make believe I'm davening now. You'll excuse me.